Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. I want to thank God for giving this opportunity and the pastor for giving me this opportunity to share from the word. For today's reading, let's turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Let us just pray. Heavenly Father, we humbly come to your presence, O God. We thank you, Lord, Father, for this lovely time, Lord. As a church, Lord, as believers, Lord, we gather in your name, Lord, Master. Lord, speak to us, Lord, Father. Lord, let your name be glorified and let, Lord, touch every heart, Lord, who's listening the word, O Master. Expound it, cover me under your blood, and only what you desire should come out of my mouth. Submitting everything into thy hands, take the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I was thinking, Pastor called me and said to share from the word this youth message, I was thinking, the Lord put into my heart this verse, which you read, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says like this, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Trials and temptations are a part of Christian life. It is inevitable, or it occurs in a believer's life in various aspects, irrespective of the age. When you are young or old, there is trials, there is temptations. But what does the Bible say about trials? As some of you, many of you know, trials are sent by God. God puts a believer into periods of trials. That is why James chapter 1 verse 2, it's written like this, count it all joy when you fall into different trials. So when you go through trials, James is telling us, we should find it as a joy. Even though it is not practical as in a human sense, to think that it will be a joyful one when you go through trials, the Bible asks us to consider it as joyful, because what God intends to do through the trial is different. Or what God brings out of a person through the trial is something glorious. That is why the Bible says, count it all joy. But here what we can see is, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, when you read from the first, you can see that it talks about temptations. Young people or old people, we all can be tempted. It's just that it varies in its form, okay? The Bible says, like yesterday when we heard the message, you in the message you heard, you can be tempted by the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. But here you can see, what did the Israelites, when you read the first, for 10th chapter, first from the first verse, it says that the Israelites were tested during the journey. When God called the Israelites from Egypt and brought them, you see that God tested them. And you can see that the Bible, I will just explain to you and then go to the word. It says like this, they all ate the same spiritual drink. They all drank from the same spiritual rock. They were all baptized through Moses. In spite of all these things, God was not pleased with them. Can you read that verse, that God was not pleased? Yes, the fifth verse, chapter 10, verse 5, it says, but with most of them, God was not pleased. Why, in spite of we doing many things, it's not necessary that God should be pleased. And some examples here are given. Why, when you read from the sixth verse to the ninth verse, why God was not pleased was, one was, I'll just go through the 4 points and then go to the message. Why God was not pleased was, some were idolaters. They wanted to worship idols. In spite of they knowing through difficult times that God helped them with the food, with manna, God gave them spiritual drink, they wanted to follow gods whom they can see. You can see that also occurs in our own life. In spite of God leading us many times beautifully, we are tempted with the beauties of this world. We are tempted with the pleasures of this world. So that is why it is written here that it can be a danger to us. It is a warning for every believer that anything in this world, if you make it an idol, if you follow more than God anything, it can be considered an idol. If you give more importance even to your education, it can become an idol for you. If you can give more importance to sports than God, it can become an idol. Yes, maybe we all have gone through these phases, but why God is reminding us is that we should come out of that. Just because you do certain things does not please God. That is what I'm coming to say. The Israelites, they were pleasing God because they ate spiritual food, just because they drank spiritual drink, just because they did those things did not please God. But what pleased God was their heart was not there. You can also see that the second thing what they did, there are four things there. You can see that they committed sexual immorality. Sexual immorality which displeased God. You can see that they tested the Lord. And you can see they were always grumbling. So these are the four things you can see. These four things can occur to any person here. It can occur to me, it can occur to you. That is why God is giving us as a warning. In the 11th verse of the same thing it is written, now all these things happen to them as examples and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the ages have come. So it is written for our edification. It is written so that we can be built up in Christ. So what is this? What we have to do? What is the message today I'm trying to say is, God's path to victory through trials and temptations. What is God's path to victory? How can you win temptations? How can you overcome temptations? That is what the message today is. So when we read here, you can see the 10th chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says like this, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. So whatever temptations you have, whatever trials you go through, these are all common to man. From the time the world was there till this time, whatever you go through, it's nothing new. Sometimes people, especially the younger generation, tells the older generation, you do not know what we are going through. You do not know the times that we live. You do not know the peer pressure. But what does the word says? That nothing is new. Everything is common. What happened there is happening. Maybe technology has improved. Maybe the way of the certain strategies of the devil has improved maybe. But what temptation was there in the beginning is still there, that we have to overcome. Just because temptations are there doesn't mean that we have to fail. What does the Bible say of temptations? When Bible says that God doesn't tempt anybody. God doesn't come and tempt, oh, you should do this, you should do that. God doesn't put temptations. What God, temptations comes from the heart of a person. Because of sin, when it is grown, it becomes an action. For instance, and desire in your heart, if it is not plucked out, it starts growing in you and it becomes an action. That is what is actually temptation. So yielding to temptation means certain desires which sprung up. For instance, somebody in your college or somebody, just imagine, we will take a small kid's example. Somebody's having a good pencil and you don't have, or a good pen or a good iPhone, you just think. You desire, oh, maybe I should steal that iPhone. Or I need that iPhone. And that starts increasing in your heart. I'm just giving you an example, just to understand. It comes so much that one day when nobody is there and the phone is, when you find an iPhone, you try to grab it and put it in your pocket. Don't do that. You'll get into trouble. Okay? Don't do all those things. I'm just telling you. So what happens is you yielded to that temptation, that desire of just playing in the phone, that desire of having that substance. It just can be a phone, it can be anything, for you can imagine anything for that matter. That can occur to us. How can we win it? What is God's path to victory? But before that, we should understand there are certain, I want to say, couple of people like Samson. What did he do? He yielded to temptation. He said okay to temptation, and what happened to his life? He lost all the glory of God. He lost his power. He lost his strength. He lost everything. And even though at the end you can see God restored him because of his mercy. But on the other hand, you can see Saul the king. He also, what did he do? Is yielded to temptation. When Samuel said not to do sacrifice, when God said go and defeat the Amalekites, what did he do? He just disobeyed God. He thought that he was wiser than them. So what happened is they lost the plan and purpose of God in their life. Today, if you yield to temptations, if you start saying, this is okay, this is a small sin, let me do it, this will cultivate into bigger sins. This will make you to lose the plan and purpose of God in your life. So if you want to lose the plan and purpose of God, you can yield to temptation. But I don't want you to do that. That's why we are here. Okay, that's why we are telling you. There is examples in the Bible where people have lost the plan and purpose of God. But you and I, what God wants us to do is, God wants us to have a path to victory through trials and temptations. Through trials, when you're tempted, you should have a victory path. So if you have to have a victory path, let us look at a person who won it. You have to have a path or a method to take that victory. Let us turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 4. And can anybody read Matthew chapter 4, verse 4? Yes, thank you. And so here you can see that in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 10, Jesus himself was led by the Spirit to be tempted. He was tempted by the devil. So the devil can bring in temptations into us. If he brought it to Jesus, he can bring in temptations to us also. And here you can see that in the first temptation, you see, as Pastor, I think last week or the week, the first temptation, which was by food. But when Jesus was hungry, the devil came and said, oh, why can't you make these stones into bread? When you are in a position of need, the devil can come and tempt us, saying with a human mind, why don't you do this? It looks good to you. It looks good to the eyes. Yes, if you see in one sense, yes, it looks good. Stones becoming bread. And it can satisfy Jesus. Am I right? It looks good. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. What does that mean? Means he used the word of God to overcome trials and temptations. You and I, when we go through these temptations in our life, when we are struggling, when we think, how can I meet this ends meet, or how can I overcome certain difficulties, what you should do is you should rely on the word of God. If Jesus relied on the word of God, if Jesus gave importance to the word of God, how much more importance you and I should give to the word of God. The word of God is the one which will help us, which will sustain us. The word of God is the one which will give us victory over sin. The word of God is the one which will be a light unto our path. That is what we should understand. So what we should do is we should know the word of God. We should understand the depths of the word of God, and you should apply the word of God. Jesus knew everything. Jesus, even though he was God and he was man at the same time, he knew the word of God very well. So you and I also should take and apply the word of God in our lives. So the first thing to overcome, or if you want to have victory over temptation, is you have to overcome with the word of God, you should do. The second thing what you can see here is, the second temptation is, you can see the devil is taking him into the holy city and kept him at the pinnacle of the temple, at a high point in the temple. And the devil is asking Jesus, if you fall down, Isn't it not written that your angels will give charge over you? Will not the angels bear you up? Now the devil is using the word of God. The devil also twisted the word of God. Sometimes you can hear a lot of messages which can twist the word of God, especially these days. If you go through the internet, if you surf through the internet, there are many messages where the word of God is used as a psychological book. It is used for positive thinking, but the word of God is not meant for that. The word of God is meant, the word of God is so beautiful that it is the revealed word of God. It is a God's plan for redemption for you and me. It's a God's way how God has led us beautifully and God has brought us from sin into deliverance where we can dwell with God. So when somebody twists the word of God, you should understand it. It is being twisted. Am I right? So you should understand only when you have a knowledge on the word of God. Here the second thing you can see what Jesus was seeing is, Jesus was tempted was, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. So the question is, you are the Son of God. But what did Jesus reply said? It's written again, the seventh verse, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Indirectly, he's telling to the devil, you cannot tempt me. In other words, Jesus realized the position, what he was, who he was. Jesus realized that. As a believer, you and I should, when temptations come, should realize what position we have in Christ Jesus. We who are born, because the Bible says like this, in John 1:12 it says like this, but to as many as received him, he gave them the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name. So if you believe in his name, if you have received him, you have become the sons of God. You and I are the children of God. So if we are the children of God, should realize that position. Here Jesus himself realized the position. When he said, oh, angels will give charge over thee. Yes, certainly angels would have protected Jesus for if he had jumped. But he didn't yield to that. But what he did is, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Oh, Satan, oh, devil, you are tempting the Lord your God. You are tempting. That is, he's saying to the devil. Similarly, when the devil tempts you, you should realize that you are a child of God. You are a son of God. We are called to be saints in the Lord. You and I are called to run a race in this world, and we have to complete it. That is our goal in our life. That is what we should do when we are facing temptations. And lastly, I would like to say one more thing and conclude. It says on the third one, it says the third temptation, you can see that the devil took him to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory. And he said, all these things I will give unto you if you fall down and worship me. In spite of Jesus telling that you do not tempt the Lord your God, you can see that again the devil is taking Jesus to a high point, showing him everything. And he said, everything you can have if you fall down and worship me. This is a very dangerous position. This can occur even to us. The Satan can show us all the things in this world. Satan can show that if you follow him, you can have temporary joy, temporary peace. He will say, oh, if you don't see films, you are losing something in your life. He can come and say, if you are not behaving like the worldly people, you are not being normal people. He will put into questions like this. Oh, you are so different. Why are you different? Your peers will say, something is wrong with this guy. They will also say something is a problem with this guy, that he doesn't behave normally. But you should know that even though they have all these things, they do not have Jesus in their life. They don't have that eternity in their life. But what did Jesus do here, you can see? When the devil showed everything, he said to them, away with me, Satan. He said, get out, Satan. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall worship. So Jesus knew what had to be done. What did Jesus do to overcome the temptation was, he used this authority to rebuke Satan. He said, get away, Satan. Get away from this presence. So you and I, if you have to win temptations, not only realizing the position in your life in Jesus Christ, you have to rebuke the Satan at times. Sometimes you have to tell Satan, in Jesus' name, you get out of this. Get out of this scenario. Don't put these thoughts into my mind. You have to rebuke Satan. When you rebuke Satan, what in Jesus' name, what you can see is Satan will always flee. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus himself said. All authority has been given unto me, he says. If God has given all authority unto Jesus, we his children can certainly take and use that authority. If you tell Satan, oh, you get behind me, he will get behind you. In Jesus' name, if you say something, it will occur. That's why Jesus says in Mark 16, verse 17, it says, in my name you will drive out demons. You will heal sicknesses in Jesus' name. So cling on to Jesus. If you can use that authority, you can win over temptations. So to conclude, I would say my time is running up. How can we overcome temptations? That was the message. That is, you can overcome with the word of God in your life. The word of God will help you to overcome temptations. Second, you can realize the position that you have in Jesus Christ. And lastly, you can use the authority in Jesus. But when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, once again, I will just read it once again so that I will read that and conclude. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. So here you can see God has a path to victory through temptations. But the second part says, God is faithful. So even though God has a path to victory, you must always realize God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness will never leave you. That's what it says here. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. Only till what you can bear, only till what you can sustain, God will allow temptations into. God has allowed it. God doesn't tempt persons. God allows it. So when he allows it, he's also faithful. So God's faithfulness is always in our lives. And lastly, you can see here, it says, but with the temptation, he will make a way of escape. What does that mean is God's provision is always there. God's faithfulness is always there by allowing the amount of temptations. But beyond that, God's provision is there that he will make a way out through. Today, if you are struggling with trials and temptations, if you are thinking, how can I overcome this? What should I do? What you have to do is trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus and look at him, because the way he overcame temptations, the way he overcame is a good role model for us. So today, let us cling on to the word of God. Let us realize the position that we have and use the authority in Jesus' name. May the good Lord bless you with these words.